Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
award-winning actress Gena Rowlands, whose appearance in A Woman Under the Influence, Gloria, and The Notebook, has passed away at her home in Indian Wells after a year-long battle with Alzheimer's disease. She was 94.
She played Allie, the older Allie.
She was old Rachel McAdams.
I know, which is, I had heard that, Sue, that she was similar to her character in that movie. Like, she was going through the same things.
Yes, she had Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, oh, yeah.
She was so great to watch. Oh.
And she was married to John Cassavetes, and her son Nick directed her in The Notebook.
Oh, wow. Aww. I didn't know that.
Mars, the parent company of M&M's and Snickers, has reached an agreement to purchase Kellanova. That's the snack food division of Kellogg's that spun off last year in a multi-billion dollar transaction that will form a major new global food powerhouse. It was announced yesterday the acquisition is one of the largest in the food industry in recent years, valuing Kellanova at close to $36 billion.
How does that benefit me?
They make Pringles.
Yeah,
I do like Pringles.
Ooh. Yeah, but they're still going to make them, right?
Yeah.
Just the money's going to a different company.
Pringles and waffles?
Well, they made Eggos.
Oh.
Ooh, Lego My.
You know, Pringles are...
Yeah, Lego My Eggo. Remember that commercial? Is that still a commercial that plays Lego My Eggo?
I don't think so, no.
Pringles are not potato chips.
No.
No.
There's no potatoes in them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are potatoes.
Thank you.
Wait, so then wouldn't it be a potato chip?
No, they're processed potatoes.
Yeah.
They're smushed.
Yeah, you should watch.
It's not an actual slice off of a off of potato.
See, sometimes I don't really want to know what's actually in my food, or I wouldn't eat it.
Kim, it's lab grown potatoes. That's what they are.
It's better than meat. I eat a lab grown potato.
But if you read a Pringles tube, it says potato crisps.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration found more than 2,500 pounds of methamphetamines at a farmer's market outside of Atlanta. And it was hidden inside the celery. The seizure of the narcotics, which was valued around $3.2 million, came last Thursday, according to the DEA. The agency is calling the seizure one of the largest of its kind.
Best way to hide it. Nobody buys that nasty stuff.
Except Sue Mark. Thomas.
Yay,
and Carl Middleman.
Love it.
Sue, was that you?
Oh, yeah, it was me.
See, you're putting your life at risk buying
thinking
celery.
That an officer like Mark Cox would not check celery because he doesn't
exactly.
think it's gross.
If it were ants on a log, I would do that.
I don't
that.
Even want to smell it, let alone look
no
through
smell
it.
Smell to celery?
No. Oh, Carl yeah, it's says awful. It's a myth that you lose, like you. It's a negative calorie intake.
Because
zero calories, and you're chewing it, and the chewing action would mean you're burning calories, right?
There are still calories in celery.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue.
I'd like to think there are not, Carl.
But you know what? That's a good placebo for you.
Thank you.
Your
body gets her to eat celery.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a couple months ago, but it's finally happening now. Costco is rolling out its new policy that will change the way people shop at the stores across the country in an effort to cut down on membership sharing. The retailer is debuting a new method of shoppers will be granted entry into its warehouse. While shoppers usually just flash their membership cards to the worker at the entrance of the store, now they're going to be required to scan their cards at a kiosk.
So prepare for lines as you walk in.
Yep, unless they have multiple, like...
Yeah, multiple, like, whatever it is.
First of all, yeah, it's going to back people up, but I would assume when you scan it, your picture pops up on the screen and they can tell immediately if it's you or your dad.
Right.
Or your mom or someone else.
Or
but
your
I feel like a family member, like if I, so my husband and I both have a membership, but if I have a membership, I feel like anyone in my immediate family, my husband should be able to use that membership. I mean, that's silly.
Isn't it a family?
Both of us would have to do it. No, I think you each have to have your own membership.
Yep.
You each have to have your own card for sure.
Okay, so it's the same membership, but your own card is what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, I think we.
I know Sam's
price.
Does that because my wife has a card and I have a card.
Maybe that's right. I guess I forget what we did.
It looks like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound, they're just a couple of the GLP-1 drugs that have been blowing up in popularity.
Semaglutide.
Yeah. They've been blowing up throughout the year for their impact on those who's looking to lose weight, but now researchers are looking at the medication as a possible treatment for addiction, sleep apnea, and some cancers.
Wow.
GLP-1 helps the brain regulate the body's hormones, slow digestion, and reduce hunger. However, recent studies have shown promise as a means to prevent breast, colon, liver, and ovarian cancers.
What can't they do?
If you have diabetes, apparently you're going to be waiting longer to get these drugs because everybody and their mother is going to try to get
it. I have a hard time believing that putting more drugs in your body is going to somehow help with that. That's my initial thought.
It works on weight loss, and it works on diabetes so far.
Why not cancer?
Now they're saying all these other off-label.
You know what also helps with weight loss? Just like Marcus said, put the fork down.
Or tape your mouth shut.
Stop eating as much. Stop going to McDonald's 3 times a week. That also helps with weight loss. And I'm saying that to myself as well. So don't think I'm just...
Were you here when we talked about this, Ethan? She said you can tape your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
There's benefits when you're sleeping.
It stops you from snoring, she claims.
Yeah.
The health officials claim.
Oh.
I just reiterated it.
Poor Michael.
There's a problem with that, though, Caleb.
I'm not a snorer, and Michael is a very peaceful sleeper. Okay. I'll give him that.
There is a problem with that because food is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Cotton Candy's having a moment at state fairs right now. Cotton Candy bacon on a stick, which features a thick 12-inch piece of bacon wrapped in cotton candy. That's the new thing going around. You can find it. They're wrapping straws and putting it in tea. It's cotton candy all over the place. I'm only mentioning this because this is the last weekend for the Missouri State Fair. That ends on the 18th. And if you go, you can go see Ludacris in Alabama.
Luda.
They're playing this weekend up in Sedalia.
Together?
Luda's Friday, I think Alabama Saturday.
I would try that. It's got bacon in it.
I would too. State Fair food is fantastic. I mean, it's like a heart attack in a container, but it's great tasting.
Yeah, I think at the circus there, I had cotton candy for the first time in years. Wasn't quite as good as I remembered.
No,
but
it never is.
No, not at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.